Hi there, welcome to this video. This is kind of a solemn one. today I'm talking about before you cheat. Why is it important to talk about this? The reason is because you hardly have anyone giving you this warning before the fact. Most times people learn about these things after the fact, and there is not enough warning for people that are in relationships or that plan to get into relationships to watch out for that pitfall called cheating. As long as there are relationships and marriages, there will always be temptations to cheat. It's just human nature and it's just how life is. But as long as there are relationships and marriages, there will always be the temptation to cheat. And I just feel people are not warned enough before the fact. It reminds me a lot about the forbidden fruit. You know, cheating is one of those things that once it's done, nothing remains the same after. You know, as much as God told Adam and Eve not to eat the fruit, I don't know whether they never knew how much things would change until they ate the fruit. And since that time, even till today, we are all still reaping the consequences of that decision. So I'm here today to just warn you ahead of time. You know, and I and my wife are infidelity recovery specialists, so we help couples who are going through, you know, infidelity or cheating. And most times, everybody says things like, oh, I wish I knew all these things before, you know, I'd made that mistake. Well, this is why this video is here today, to warn you. If you are in a relationship or you plan to be in a relationship one day or you are married, you need to know these things before you cheat. So here's what I'm here to say. Before you cheat, you need to realize that your relationship and marriage will never remain the same. All right? Before you cheat, your relationship or marriage will never be the same. People underestimate how drastic the change is after you cheat. Once you cheat, you literally cannot get your marriage back. You literally cannot get your old, let me say it this way, you literally cannot get your old marriage back. Now, you can get a new one, you can get a better one, but that you can get your marriage, the one you have today, or your relationship, the one you have today, you cannot get it back. Before you cheat, you need to realize that your marriage will never be the same again. The trust will always need life support. There will always be triggers. In fact, it is like PTSD when you cheat. You know, there will be it will be traumatic. There will be trust issues. There will be triggers for the rest of your life. It's not going to go away. Even when your partner forgives you, the truth is that he or she will never forget. You know, nobody forgets how impactful that an experience like betrayal and cheating is. It's like being hit by an 18-wheeler, you know, truck. You never forget it. You can forgive the driver, but you will never forget the experience. So please remember, before you cheat, your relationship or marriage will never be the same again. Not for 2 months, not for 2 years, not for 20 years. I mean forever. It will never be the same again. Next point, before you cheat, you need to realize that you will never be the same again. People underestimate how drastic these changes are. Once you cheat, the temptation to cheat becomes stronger. That is just how it works. Once you cheat, the size of temptation also becomes bigger. It is just how it works. You see, you can hardly be tempted by something you have never tasted. Or let me say it this way, you have a stronger resolve to fight something you have never tasted. But once you have tasted something, now you have imaginations of what that thing feels like to contend with you while you're fighting that temptation. All right? So you need to realize this. Before you cheat, you realize that you will never be the same again. A lot of times when people come to me and say, Pastor, I'm not enjoying sex in my marriage, I ask them, compared to what? It is because of the experiences they've had over a period of time. They now compare it with their marriage. Once you cheat, you will never be the same again. So before you cheat, consider that. I used to have one lecturer that shared with us. He used to be involved in some animal husbandry of some sort. And they had some animals they were taking care of. I can't remember now if it's a bull or if it's a lion or something like that. And he said one day the animal they were taking care of attacked one of the attenders and actually killed the guy. And the rule for them then was that if that kind of an animal attacked someone, you had to kill that animal because it has tasted blood. It has tasted what it felt like to attack a human being, that you have to kill it. But you see, the animal was so valuable, so priceless, you know, and they all came together, plus the leader of the organization, that they should not kill the animal. And they kept it. And they said months after it killed another person, that they literally lost about 3 people before they decided to do the right thing, which was kill that animal. The truth is that you will never remain the same once you cheat. You need to realize this. Before you cheat, consider that you will never be the same. You have tasted blood. You have tasted what it's like to be with another person. I'm sure Adam and Eve did not envisage how drastic the changes will be. You will not be the same before you cheat. Realize that you will not remain the same. Number 3, before you cheat, realize that your partner will never be the same again. All right, this one is so important. People go through trauma. I mean, imagine the heartbreak. I mean, it is rated as one of the most difficult pains a human being can face once they have been cheated on. In fact, scientifically, they said it's about 4 times the pain of childbirth. It is painful. I mean, my wife, because this is what we do a lot, we've seen couples where the cheated partner or the betrayed partner, you know, has almost lost their mind, sometimes have lost their mind. You know, they go through trauma, they go through trembling, you know, they deal with different physical and emotional and psychological ailments, you know, that they don't know where it came from, nightmares and all kinds of things. And they deal with these things for years. Before you cheat, realize that your partner will never be the same again. They will have to live with those triggers. From now on, whenever you travel, they will be sleepless. You know, whenever you pick a call, whenever you are smiling, looking at your phone, whenever you go to the bathroom, whenever, I mean, they are going to be dealing with the temptations and the trials and the, you know, the triggers of that one act. Before you cheat, realize that your partner will never be the same. This is not something to play with. It's going to alter the course of your lives forever. Your partner will never be the same. They will have trust issues. They will deal with those things. Even if they leave you to another person, they will still have to contend with trust issues where they're going. It is just too costly. Before you cheat, consider it. Next point. Before you cheat, consider that your destiny and your reputation will never remain the same. Your destiny and your reputation will never remain the same. Before you cheat, realize that cheating is like a transaction. You are getting something, but you're also paying something. You're giving something. And most times, what you're losing is more valuable than what you're gaining. You're largely gaining a few minutes of pleasure, but you're losing your destiny and your reputation. Ask the guy called Esau. The Bible called Esau a fornicator. Why did they say that? Because when you make such a transaction where you lose something valuable for something totally worthless, it is like fornication. So in the book of Hebrews, the Bible calls Esau a fornicator. How he let go of his destiny because of a morsel of meat, because of a plate of porridge. That is how cheating is. You're going to lose your reputation and your destiny just because of a few minutes of pleasure. It is not worth it. You know, if you are considering how much Esau lost, the Bible says that, you know, by now we should have had the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Esau. But today we have the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's how bad it was. Esau lost his destiny, lost his reputation because of porridge. That's how it is when you cheat. It will affect your destiny. Samson could not become all God wanted him to be because of cheating. And there are many other people, even in our current time, that lost their positions and destinies of world banks, of countries, presidents of countries, presidents of large corporations, lost their place because they could not handle the temptation of cheating. All right, before you cheat, realize that your destiny and your reputation will never remain the same. That takes me to my next point. Before you cheat, realize that your legacy will never remain the same. Your legacy will never remain the same. You see, most times your legacy is something you can't see it right now, but it's going to last long after you are gone. When you cheat, your legacy never remains the same. Infidelity has a way of remaining in families. Whatever you are leaving for your kids, they are going to have to contend with after you are gone. Your legacy never remains the same. How will you be remembered? How will you be remembered? What kind of legacy will you leave? All those people, because people tell me all the time that, Pastor, are we sure the Bible doesn't support polygamy? because they tell me about Abraham that had more than one wife. They tell me about David that had more than one wife. Tell me about Solomon that had over 1,000 women in his life. And they use these examples to try and prove to me that polygamy might be acceptable in the sight of God. You need to realize, what of the legacy those men left behind? Nobody wants to check that. Abraham left the legacy of Ishmael. You know, Abraham had sexual affair with his servant, Hagar, and they gave birth to Ishmael. Ishmael is now the father of the Arabians. Until today, even biblically, the Bible says so, the Arabians are constant fighting with the Jews, with the Israelites. It was spelled out in Scripture that Ishmael's hand will always be on, you know, Jacob's neck, or Isaac's neck, rather. So the legacy is there. If you want to talk about those men having multiple wives, please talk about the impact of that, of their decisions. All right? Ishmael and Jacob and Israel are still fighting today. The war is still on. As at the time of this recording, 2021, a few weeks ago, there were still missiles flying from Palestine to Israel. That's how bad it is. All right? The legacy, your legacy will never remain the same. I mean, if Abraham never had that sexual affair, maybe there will be more world peace. America is still dealing with Afghanistan, still dealing with Taliban, still dealing with ISIS. These are things that were born out of that legacy. You need to realize this. Is it David we want to talk about? In David's house, there was incest. Brother raped sister, stepsister. And there was murder. There was coup, attempted coup. Thousands of people died because David had multiple wives. Or is it Solomon you want to talk about? Solomon started his life as a lover of God. In fact, Solomon loved God so much that God gave him the gift of wisdom and gave him peace, gave him victory, gave him wealth. Solomon started with an incredible love for God, but the Bible said as he started to carry around many women, that those women took his heart away from God. So his end was not as good as his beginning. Your legacy will never remain the same when you cheat. You need to realize this. Before you cheat, realize that your legacy will never remain the same. And one of the things you need to start to think about, you know, stop thinking about what you want to gain or who you want to be with. Start to think about who you are with. Most times when people cheat, they are thinking about who they want to be with or who they are going to be with. They are not thinking about who they are with today. Because the truth is that if you are thinking about who you are with today, you would never cheat. If you're thinking about how to make them feel, how much it will hurt them. If you think about that, how much it will betray them. If you think about that, you'll find it easier to overcome the temptation to cheat. Before you cheat, think about the impact on your partner. Think about them before you cheat. Think about the impact it will have years and years after you are gone. This is very powerful. All right, so think about it. Your partner will never see you the same way again. Like I like to say it, you'll move from being a prospect to being a suspect. They will never see you the same way again. They will forgive you, but they won't go. And lastly, my last point, before you cheat, consider that your body will never be the same again. You see, people underestimate the place of STDs and STIs and HIV. Listen, whoever is willing to sleep with you knowing that you have a committed relationship or a marriage, that person is usually loose. What this means is that person is also sleeping with other people. So usually this is how STIs and HIV and co will spread, because somebody is spreading them around. I remember the story my wife shared some years ago. There was a woman punching her husband in a hospital, and they were asking them what was wrong, and the woman began to explain that she married her husband as a virgin, but her husband went to have sexual intercourse outside of the marriage, and now she is HIV positive. These things are real. I also counseled somebody a few years ago. He said he had been celibate for many years, but he had just sexual intercourse once, many years after being celibate, and months after he became HIV positive. Just that one encounter. And he found out that the lady he slept with knew she was HIV positive, but she was willing to spread it. You need to realize that your body will never be the same. Fluids are passing every time you have sex. Your body will never be the same. The Bible talks about in the book of Proverbs, chapter 5, 6, and 7, how that your body will be destroyed because of sex. You need to realize this, guys. Before you cheat, understand that your body will never be the same again. It is so, so, so impactful. The impact is long-lasting. And lastly, you need to remember, that whoever you are with doesn't love you. Most people are deceived when they are having affairs to think that what they have with the other person is love. It is never love. It's just emotions, and emotions always deceive. It's normal for your emotions to deceive you. That high you have with that person will also vanish one day. So instead of looking for a new partner, look for new ways to love your present partner. Rekindle the love you have. All right? What you have with this person is not love. And that person does not love you. That person is willing to destroy you. It's willing for you to destroy your destiny, willing for you to destroy your own marriage. Because either they are not married or their own marriage has already collapsed. So they want you to also destroy your own. They don't love you. They are willing for you to sacrifice your happiness, your marriage, your family to be with them. They don't love you. That is not love. So before you cheat, think of all these things. Before you eat the forbidden fruit, remember that life after cheating is a totally different ballgame. Your life will never be the same. Just like Adam and Eve, nothing will remain the same after you cheat. Yes, you can overcome the situation and try to work on your marriage and work on your relationship, but you will not have the same marriage again. You need to realize this. It's a big decision. It's a big decision. Just like the forbidden fruit that they ate in the garden. Things have never been the same since that time. God will forgive you. Maybe your partner will forgive you. But nothing will remain the same. So consider this before you cheat. All right. If you are watching me, my name is Kingsley Okonkwo. I am a wife and infidelity recovery specialist. We help couples dealing with infidelity or cheating in their marriage. So if you're in that situation or you know someone that will need help along those lines, please reach us on any of our platforms. And if you're here and you're a coach, you want to learn how to also help couples through it, you can reach us. We also train coaches. All right? Don't forget to subscribe to this channel and share this video with someone that will need it. Look forward to seeing you again. God bless you.